From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Felix Carroll is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. An independent group of Great Barrington residents are looking to revive a years-long initiative to honor native son W.E.B. Du Bois. The focal point of the effort would be a life-size bronze sculpture of scholar, writer, and champion of civil rights and economic justice Du Bois, who lived from 1868 to 1963 and was born and raised in Great Barrington. The statue would be part of a larger plaza on the front yard of the Mason Library on Main Street. The plaza would be crafted from native marble. The Library Board of Trustees again approved the location and concept on January 18th. The board originally approved a similar measure in 2018. Before the project can move forward, it must be approved by the Historic District Commission, but the commission's January 20th meeting was canceled. Because the library is town-owned, the select board would also have to approve accepting the statue and plaza as a gift. The Du Bois Sculpture and Education Project, as it's known, would not be financed by local taxpayer money. The Library Board of Trustees appointed Trustee Lauren Clark, a downtown art gallery owner, to serve as liaison to the city group spearheading the project. The Du Bois Sculpture and Education Project estimates it would need to raise $350,000 for the project. It would do so through donations and foundation grants. In preparation for its meeting with the Historic District Commission, the project group has secured an architect's rendering of the proposed plaza and bench. Julie Michaels, chair of the group, explained in a statement, and I quote, "In conceptualizing the sculpture, we have chosen to create a scholarly Du Bois, hands on a favorite book, seated on a bench that arches out from the current outdoor staircase," end quote. She added, and I quote, "This will create a gathering space for the town," end quote. You can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Zebra mussels have moved into Copeg Lake, and they threaten to wreck the place. Lindsay Labrette, speaking on behalf of the Copeg Lake Conservation Society, came to the January 13th Copeg Town Board meeting seeking financial help to help fight the invasive species. Zebra mussels are an invasive fingernail-sized mollusk native to freshwaters in Eurasia. It is estimated they arrived in the Great Lakes in the 1980s via ballast water discharged by large ships from Europe. According to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, zebra mussels, and I quote, "disrupt the food chain, change water chemistry, and clog water intake and delivery systems for drinking water, irrigation, and hydropower," end quote. The funds sought by the Conservation Society would pay for a chemical treatment that targets the mussels, and it would cost roughly $75,000. Labrette told the board that most of the lake shoreline is privately owned, but where the lake meets the corner of Lakeview Road and County Route 7, a small section of the 410-acre lake's 5.2 miles of shoreline is owned by Columbia County. She said, and I quote, "and here is where the problem begins," end quote. Labrette said, "the one place on the shore without monitoring is," and I quote, "the county corner," end quote. Town Supervisor Gene Metler noted there were a couple of issues involved in the CLCS request. The first is whether the board wants to help, and the second is whether the board can do anything legally to help. Town Attorney Jonathan Tingley said, generally speaking, with limited exceptions, a municipality cannot make a gift. He said, and I quote, "a donation to a private entity is problematic," end quote. Metler asked the town attorney to research what legal options the town has and to come back next month for a continuation of the discussion. The board next meets on February 10th. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Both the East Durham Irish Festival and Catskills Irish Arts Week are scheduled to return in 2022. The in-person events were canceled in 2020 and 2021 due to the pandemic. The Michael J. Quill Irish Cultural and Sports Center announced last week that the 44th annual East Durham Irish Festival will take place over the Memorial Day weekend for the first time since 2019. Details of this year's event will be announced soon. The festival features traditional Irish music, dance, food, drink, and more. It is held at the center grounds on State Route 145. The center also announced that preparations are currently underway for the Catskill Irish Arts Week from July 10th to the 16th. Irish Arts Week is a week-long summer school that takes place at the center grounds and throughout the hamlet of East Durham. It celebrated 25 years in 2019. Organizers stated, and I quote, "This year promises to be a wild and beautiful gathering of traditional Irish musicians, songwriters, dancers, storytellers, poets, writers, and ancient handcrafters, especially after the long lockdown due to the tragic and lonely global pandemic. But as the saying goes, absence makes the heart grow fonder," end quote. Instructors from both Ireland and the U.S. will participate. Organizers announced that also on the schedule will be Dr. Mick Maloney, ethnomusicologist, NYU professor of Irish studies, and founder of the legendary group The Green Fields of America, who brought traditional music, song, dance, and the story of the Irish culture to the stage more than 40 years ago. Participants will be required to wear a mask and comply with hand washing and distancing requirements. Information on both events is available at mjqirishcenter.com. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.